And Steve, the latest news from the U.S. job market is adding to the gloom. A weekly report on first-time unemployment claims out yesterday showed a big jump. There were also more pink slips from big-name companies. NPR's Wendy Kaufman has more.
The Wall Street banking giant Goldman Sachs said it would lay off about 3,300 workers, about 10% of its current employee base. In the pharmaceutical industry, Merck announced layoffs of more than 7,000, or 12% of its workers. And at Xerox, 3,000 jobs will be eliminated. At the struggling U.S. automakers, there will be additional cuts, including those of white-collar workers. This week's layoff numbers are big, but economist Ali Tarhouni of the Foster School of Business at the University of Washington suggests the layoffs at the big firms are just the tip of the iceberg.
But I think the real concern is when you get to the smaller, medium size, because that's basically what the economy is, and that's when we start seeing numbers of unemployment going up and going up rapidly.
The nation's unemployment rate now stands at 6.1%, and as the economy continues to slow, experts believe the rate will rise to around 8% within the next year or two. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News.